Helping you find great things to see and do in the greater Blue Mountains, this is the Ask Roz Blue Mountains podcast.
Yes, we're back after our COVID-forced break. We kick off the new Ask Roz Blue Mountains podcast by chatting with Alex Ford, the event manager with Scenic World, about Dinosaur Valley. I started by asking Alex, what was the inspiration behind it?
Dinosaur Valley started as an idea at Scenic World purely from the amazing rainforest that we have down at the base of our railway and our cableway rides. It's this beautiful Jurassic rainforest full of the rough bark tree ferns, which haven't changed in genome since the Jurassic period. So it really lends itself to this amazing Jurassic world. And we thought, wouldn't it be amazing if we had dinosaurs down here? It's like they're living there in their real environment. And who doesn't love a dinosaur? Even the kids in all of us, big kids, little kids alike, a dinosaur is just absolute magic. And so we went on this experience and we found our dinosaurs and we invited them to Phoenix World. They've immigrated here and they're down there in the valley living in their sanctuary throughout the summer at Phoenix World.
Now, on a misty morning, and we've had a few of those recently, I would think the experience down there would be just amazing.
It is. It's a truly magical experience. As I said, young or old, it truly captures the imagination. You climb onto the railway and take the steepest railway in the world down to the Jamison Rainforest. Then you get to take a self-guided experience through our boardwalk rainforest valley floor and meet these exquisite dinosaurs. You also get an opportunity to chat with our dino rangers who have all the knowledge about our dinosaurs. And you might even be lucky to pat one of our baby dinosaurs, our baby Triceratops Babs, who was born just a few weeks ago in the valley, and take a self-guided experience through the rainforest, meandering up to the cableway and take the cableway up, rising up out of the rainforest back to the top station of Scenic World, where you can also take in our Fukui Raptor and Raptor Tales, which is also part of the Dinosaur Valley experience this year.
For those who haven't been on the boardwalk, it is certainly something that Roz and I really like. In fact, it's one of our favourite walks, and whenever we get a chance, we get up there early, get up at 9 as you open, and then go down, do the boardwalk, and then come back for a coffee. It's a wonderful, wonderful boardwalk, and lyrebirds everywhere. It's fantastic.
It is truly a wonderful way to explore and enjoy the most amazing nature that we have down there at the base of the rides. The boardwalk is elevated off the valley floor and it gives you the opportunity to take in, as you say, the serenity and the lyrebirds that are there, the yellow robin. Look at all the beautiful, amazing flora and fauna that we have down there, which are quite unique. And experience it on this elevated boardwalk where you're not too worried about navigating or tripping over anything. You just get to take it all in at your own leisure and pace. It's a really beautiful experience down there.
So as a visitor going down to Dinosaur Valley, how many dinosaurs can I expect to see?
Well, Graham, we have 24 dinosaurs as part of our Dinosaur Valley experience, and they're dotted about down at the valley floor. We also have a couple of dinosaurs up top at Top Station, which you might see as you approach Scenic World. So we have 24 dinosaurs living with us in our sanctuary as part of this experience. Everything from Tyrannosaurus Rex right down to some Australian dinosaurs that we have visiting us at the moment. So we have a Minni, which was found at Minni Crossing on the border of Queensland and New South Wales. And we also have a Australovenator, which is like the Australian version of the Velociraptor. And we have also a family of Triceratops migrating across the valley. So you've just got to keep your eyes open. We also have a hatchery sanctuary where we have some eggs hatching at the moment. So you get to take that in, guess what type of dinosaurs might be hatching from the eggs. And as I mentioned, chat with our wonderful rangers who are down in the valley. They get to chat with you and talk about all their love and passion and knowledge of the dinosaurs that they have. They're just amazing to chat with when you're down there in the experience.
And once you're down there, how long would you expect a family would take to wander along the boardwalk to get the experience?
As I mentioned, it is self-guided, so you can take as long as you like or as little as you like, go back and forth as many times as you like. I've definitely done that with my four-year-old. He loves the experience, and every time there's something new for him to spot and see. And his little legs, he just is non-stop. He will be going back and forth, walking through the dinosaurs, through Fossil Alley. I mean, we've spent anywhere between 30 minutes to a couple of hours down there just taking it all in. So it's at your leisure, which is the great thing about it. If you've only got a little bit of time or you've got more time to spend, it's completely up to you. It's self-guided.
And what is the cost to go into Dinosaur Valley?
So the cost for Dinosaur Valley starts at $49.94 adults. If you include the Sukui Raptor Tales as part of the experience, it's what we call the Dinosaur Valley Ultimate Experience. It's $59.90 for adults, and that also includes a Junior Ranger Raptor pack, as well as the Dinosaur Valley Experience and the Raptor Tales component. So that's a pretty fantastic experience to have.
Plus, you take the vouchers, don't you? Experience vouchers.
We do. You can use your Dine and Discover vouchers at Scenic World as well, which is just a great way to make the event accessible for everyone.
Now, you've mentioned Raptor Tales a couple of times. I've seen a few videos and it looks intriguing. Can you tell us more about it?
I certainly can. So this is the third time that we've run Dinosaur Valley, and each time we want to do something different and introduce a new experience as part of it. And this year we have collaborated with expert dinosaur wranglers Earth. They are a theatre and physical theatre puppet company in Sydney, and they came up and we've collaborated with them to create this amazing 20-minute interactive theatre show called Raptor Tales, where the audience get to help train our 5-metre-long Fukui raptor with the help of an expert wrangler, of course. So you get to help teach Kui, that's what we call for Kui for short. You get to teach Kui how to find a toy through her scent, so we create scent trails. You get to help brush her teeth. You help get her to perform a few tricks. So it's a real engagement and involvement with the audience as well. It's a fantastic show, and I highly recommend including that as part of the experience in the ultimate ticket.
And how many times a day is that on?
Raptor Tales is on 4 times a day, so you can select your time when you book your ticket online. So you can book tickets for Dinosaur Valley Ultimate Experience through scenicworld.com.au. Hop online, select your time and come along to see the show, and then take in the valley as part of your entire experience.
And, of course, your coffee, I've got to say, is pretty good.
It's not bad at all. It's a great way to, even if you just wanted to come and enjoy the ambiance and view from our cafe terrace deck, it's a great way to just come and sit and enjoy that peace and quiet and amazing views. We're really lucky where we are at Scenic World to have such an amazing bit of country to admire and respect and take in.
And I should mention, I'm giving away a bit of a secret here, but the sunrise from Mary's Lookout, which is near the cafe, is pretty exceptional.
It is a very, very good spot to watch the sunrise from. You're right, absolutely right, Graham. You're giving away a little bit of a secret there. So. But yeah, it's such an amazing. I mean, we're spoiled for choice, really, here in the Blue Mountains. But that is a particularly good spot to view the sunrise from.
Alex, thank you very much for the lowdown on Dinosaur Valley and Raptor Tales. And this, of course, runs until the 27th of February. I forgot to ask you, what days are you open between now and the 27th?
Scenic World is open from Thursday to Monday. So that's 5 days a week, Thursday to Monday. On weekdays, we're open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And on Saturdays and Sundays, we're open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you can visit scenicworld.com.au to find out more information about our open times and to buy tickets.
Excellent. Thank you again, Alex.
Thank you very much, Grant.
Well, that's it for episode 1 of the new Ask Roz Blue Mountains podcast. You can learn more about Ask Roz by going to askroz.com.au and to our Ask Roz Blue Mountains Facebook page. Thanks for your time.